Well, good evening, class. We're so glad to have you with us. We are presently teaching on 10 conditions to answered prayer. Amen. I'm just going to go to one verse tonight, and I want you to turn with me to Romans. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Now, I'm not going to read completely all of it. I'm going to read one part that we want to talk about tonight. And as you know, we have been teaching and preaching on faith moving mountains. Last week, calling those things that be not as if they are. Remember we said, we're talking about maybe again tonight, not calling those things like you see it. You call those things that be not as if they were. They're already in existence. That's what faith does. And I was sharing with Paula, what she said, well, what did you teach on yesterday? Because we're always talking to each other, bantering back and forth, knocking. I already gave her my message for next week from Sunday. And I said, please, she does great outlines. I said, I'm going to give you the skeleton. And if you can put some meat on it, I would appreciate it. Okay. And we do that. We're a team. And I shared with her what we spoke about yesterday. And we want to take that back up tonight. And I've already mentioned to you, I think maybe we nearly kind of got a little carriage above the in front of the horse, because we started right back at, you know, whatsoever things you desire when you pray and you say them, you shall have them. We definitely believe that. And the Lord's, you know, was it a year ago, November, the Lord spoke to me that we would be preaching faith a lot. And we've been challenging all of us because it's impossible without faith, okay? Without faith,
it is impossible.
It's what?
Impossible.
So what's impossible? Can't happen. I mean, if it's impossible, it can't happen. You cannot please God without having faith. And every one of us have a measure of faith. That is scripture, okay? And we're going to get all this going back. You know, we're going to look up all the chords and we'll get everything where you can see all the scriptures. And hopefully maybe that by next week or next couple of weeks. But when we talk about faith, we're talking about faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You got saved by faith. You've never seen God. You've never seen Christ. But you had enough faith to believe that God loved you, that Jesus Christ died for you. You're saved by faith, by grace is what the Word says. So y'all have a measure of faith. You just have to build on it and to grow it more and to increase your faith. And exercise your faith, okay? And we do this through prayer. I mean, I pray. Now, listen to what I'm about to say. I pray, yes, I pray that the prayers that you're praying has faith attached to it. Because if you've attached fear to your prayers, they're not going to be answered. You can't pray out of fear. God doesn't hear a faith that's prayed out of fear. He hears faith. God's not moved by our need. If God was moved by our need, Larry, there'd be nobody sick. Do you see what I'm saying? If need moved God, if he was moved by our needs, there'd be nobody sick. Nobody ever have a headache. There'd never be cancer. God is moved by our faith. We move God by our faith. We can prove it through the scriptures. He turned around to the woman that had the issue of blood. And he said, daughter, daughter, your doctors have made you whole.
Huh. No.
No. Matter of fact, on that one, it was the other way around. She had suffered many things by many physicians, and rather, she grew worse. But he said, daughter, your faith hath made you whole. Your faith has. Your faith has. And we can prove through the Bible there was 29 noted miracles that Jesus done. 86% of those miracles were predicated by the individual. Remember the guy that had been laying at the pool of Bethesda there? How many years had he been there?
38.
I can pretty much guarantee you, I done been laying by a pool 38 years. I done gotten that pool. I mean, I done beat up on somebody that was ahead of me, and I done gotten a pool. I ain't going to lay somewhere for 38 years and not get in the pool. This man laid 38 years. And when he finally had a chance to get better, he offered an excuse, didn't he? Well, Lord, I was trying to get in. You don't try to get in. That was the big thing when we was coming up through the Pentecostal movement. You know, what they say, get in, get in. And I never quite fully understood get in what? I mean, but didn't y'all hear? Get in, let's get in, let's get
hold
in.
On,
yeah,
turn loose.
And I'm telling you, I didn't know if I was turning loose or holding on. Get in. I want to tell you one thing. I still believe in getting in. Get in the Spirit of God. Walk in the atmosphere and the presence of God every day of your life. So if I'm still buying into that one. I didn't know it then, but I figured it out now. It talks about getting and living in the Spirit world every day of your life, and don't get in the flesh, get out of it. So I think what they should have been saying, get out of the flesh, get in the Spirit. Get in the flow of God. Remember, we talked about that last week. Get in the flow, stay in the flow. If you stay in the flow, you will know where to go. There are people struggling in their spiritual journey right now. They don't know where to go. They don't know where they've been. They don't know what's going on in their life. They're just totally lost in the fog of the war. But God wants us to know some things. My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. God wants us to smarten up. I said it, was it 2 weeks ago? And Melvin came to me after class, or maybe last week. I wish I'd have knew then, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, what I know now. Anybody else with me on that one? But aren't you glad we're growing up? Aren't you glad we're learning? Aren't you glad we're learning more about the Holy Spirit and what He wants to do in our life and what God's plan is for our life? So when Paul wrote the book of Romans, it's a theological book. It's not like Philippians, the Be Rich book. I love that. It's not like Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians where he talks about our posture in Christ, how we sit, how we stand, how we walk, and the whole armor of God. I love Ephesians. He talks about all that. Romans is more a theological book. He talks about the Roman road. I mean, all of the Baptist people that's with me tonight, boy, we learned those scriptures. We walked them down the Roman road and gave their heart to God. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So when Paul got to the 10th chapter of Romans, he's writing, listen to here, he's writing to a church that is in Rome. Rome was the ruling of all the world of his day. It wasn't Jerusalem, it was Rome. It's where Caesar lived. That's why when Paul said, I'll go to Rome, I'll appeal to Caesar, and I'll go to Rome. I want him to hear and to see me. There was a reason. And Agabus wrapped that girdle around him. And he said, Paul, if you go there, you're going to die. I'm going to Rome. Because he appealed to the highest court and to the highest place. Rome was the governing factor of that world. When Paul wrote the book of Romans, he was writing to a church that was in that place. I'll take it a step further. In one of the small epistles in Paul's writings, and he spoke about, and all those, are you ready for this one? All those that are in Caesar's household. Did you ever read that one? There was people in Caesar's household that had actually come to God under Paul's preaching. So we pick the story up in Romans chapter 10 tonight and verse number 17. Are you ready? Romans 10, verses number 17. Listen to what he says, okay? He's talking to the church of Rome, and he says, so then. Now, when you see that, so then, he's addressing the first 16 verses of this chapter. Everything he said up until 16 verses, he says in verse 17, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So how does faith come?
By hearing the Word of God.
Just read it. We've quoted it. But I just read it in your hearing. There's only one way you get faith, and that's to hear the Word of God. Now, whether that's through preaching, whether that's through hearing on CDs, whether that's, if you're still in the cassette and the what was the other one? The 8-track, if you're still in the 8-track years, whatever. Now, you know, it's all gone. CDs are gone. 8-tracks are gone. I mean, I say CDs. I mean, they're pretty much, I mean, nowadays, all you got to do is just Google it right there. Better than that, you just tell Siri. I mean, Siri, that's the smartest secretary. I mean, Siri, I want to listen. And I'm telling you, she's just got it right there for me. You just listen. There's no reason for any of us not to hear the Word of God every day of our life. Listen to me now tonight. This is prayer school. That's who we are. This is what we do. We're here to encourage all of us about praying, having miracles, having faith, being encouraged in the Word of God, seeing God work in our life. And, I'm thankful for it. You're going to hear the Word when you come here on Friday nights. You're going to hear the Word when you come here on Thursday morning. When we have someone like Brother Waylon Tom, I can guarantee you, when we have someone in this pulpit on a Friday night or a Thursday morning, I can go ahead and tell you they're going to be preaching the Word when they come. I want this in my life. Last week when we were coming up, kind of got our schedule, getting closer to getting our schedule where it needs to be, maybe come back on Wednesday afternoon, stay to Sunday afternoon. And coming back last weekend, I listened to two messages by Brother Charles Capps, an old farmer from England, Arkansas. And I listened to him about calling those things that be not as if they are, okay, or were. Yesterday, or Wednesday when I was coming back, before I got started, you know what, going down the road, don't think I was, and I think I was sitting still, and I said to Siri, Jim Cimbala preaching on prayer, okay? Well, she pulled it right up. If you want to hear a powerful message on prayer, listen to the message by Jim Cimbala, C-Y-M-B-A-L-A. He is the pastor of Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, and you know that's in New York City. Okay. I cried, Joel, I cried listening to this message Wednesday about prayer. God's been dealing with me about my prayer life. I got to pray more. There's things that we're dealing with in the ministry that it's going to take God's wisdom and God's grace. I was dealing with it last night at 10:30. Counseling call. Back in the early this morning, counseling call. Got a call from a missionary on his way to California. And said, hadn't talked to you in a long time. They've stayed here in the house. He said, I just needed some guidance. Have you got time to talk to me? Sure. And I talked to him as he just left Albuquerque, driving to California. And I said, well, I'm in my prayer time right now, but I'll talk to you. And it's the same way I told the pastor this morning when he called. I said, I'm in my prayer room. I got my music going. I'm getting the Word inside of me. Let me tell you one thing. I just heard that. When you step out of your house, wherever you're going, I don't care if it's a grocery store or if it's going to work, but when you step out of your house, you better make sure you are covered in the Word of God. Amen. You better make sure that you're covered by the Spirit of God. Because there is an enemy that hates us that would like to take us down. You need a covering of the Word. Paul wrote to that church in Rome and said, now, so then, faith, he summarized it, and he said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Number one tonight, I won't get to the other two things I want to talk about. Number one tonight, this is what we're going to talk about. We got to learn how to listen and hear better. Right. I'm throwing myself into the throw of it. We've got to learn to listen and hear better. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. I just heard that. The Bible said in Timothy writing said, or Paul writing to Timothy said, in the last days, the Spirit of God will speak expressively. Look that word up. I just got anointed just then. Look up that word expressively. I mean, that is forcefully. The Spirit of God wants to speak to us in 2019. The problem is, someone said, well, you know, there's going to come a famine for the word. No, you quoted that wrong. That is not what the Bible said. There will never be a famine for the word. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. He said, there's a famine for the hearing of the word. The hearing of the word. We got a church on our hands today that does not want to hear the word of God. They want to hear everything else. It is crazy. It is crazy. Just last week, one of the lead singers at a major, you've listened to him sing, walked away from the faith. And said, I don't believe the songs I have written. I don't believe the songs I have been singing. Period. And you know what was so sad? No shamefacedness about it. No embarrassment about saying this. No humility about, but very cocky and arrogant about this. Walked away from truth. That is the day that we're living in, okay? And more, we have got to have a daily diet of the Word of God. Every day. Yeah. I don't mind Don telling me this. I went over to Don. He was just eating some meat and he'd already shared with me. He said, well, we're just eating meat and cheese now. Because they're on a special diet and they're having to watch their carbs. They can only do like 35 carbs. And I said, well, Don, I said, a working man, that's not a lot of carbs to keep you going protein-wise. And he can only eat 4 ounces of meat. So I think I would eat 6 times a day. Yeah. I done figured that one out. If I can only eat 4 ounces, I'm going to eat 6 times a day. That's 24 ounces, okay? I said all that to say this, and I'm not trying to embarrass Don Campbell. We have reached a place in the church when it comes to what I want to eat. I want just enough to get me back next Sunday. Now, it ain't telling me what's going to happen this week, what I got to go through this week. Just give me enough to get back. You know, give me enough to just get by. That is not what Paul's writing here. Paul is saying faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word. Hearing. Number one, we got to learn to listen better. We got to learn to hear. Your faith starts on what you hear, the word, okay? Two things are going to govern you. I've never taught this, okay? So I told our class yesterday morning, there's two things that's going to govern you in your life, okay? Number one, what you hear. That's going to govern the life you live. And number two, what you speak. What you speak and what you hear is going to govern your life. So I would definitely be careful what I'm hearing and what I'm saying. Amen. It's going to govern your life. See, faith comes by hearing. Now, I said you hear a preacher, you hear a CD, you hear an 8-track, you hear a cassette, you hear whatever, but you hear yourself. Amen. You hear yourself. I think it was last week something was going on and Paula said, would you listen how what you're saying? I love what I was listening to Brother Capps 2 weeks ago. And he said, my wife every now and then, I can't talk like him. He was from England, Arkansas, not from England across the pond, but England, Arkansas. He's a farmer. And he said, you know what? Every now and then my wife would tell me, well, you know what, Toss? You need to read your books again. I feel that way sometimes. I need to listen, Larry, to what I have preached in the past. I need to read some verses again that I've read in the past. And one of those is this right here, chapter 10, verse 7. I need to hear this again, that faith comes by me hearing the word. And when I hear the word, faith comes. You're governed by two things. You're governed by what you hear and what you speak. And a lot of you would say, well, wait a minute. You got to be governed by what you see. No. Because let me see what the Bible says. Don't have the verse. We'll get all this going. Can I help you with this? The Bible says that we walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Abraham got it. Remember, we talked about it last week. God said, I have made you. I have made you the father of many nations. He'd be walking down the village and he'd say, I am the father of many nations. I am the father of many nations. I am the father of many nations. It was 25 years before he became the father of many nations. Physically, he became that when God spoke it. It manifested 25 years later. Okay? Sometimes your healing's not going to manifest overnight. Sometimes there's an immediate healing. Praise God. There's immediate healing. You can see it manifested, that quick. I remember years ago, and help me process me to come back to this, Paula, you know where I am. So just make a mental note where I am, because I got to divert here for just a moment. I remember years ago talking about seeing. We're governed by what we hear. We're governed by what we speak. I had an issue that I hadn't said anything to Paul about. It was a physical issue. I've been bothered by it for months and months and months. And I would not share. I would not tell her. You know, guys, we probably need to tell our wives when there's something bothering us. Okay, John Wayne is dead. Okay? But we're men. Doesn't give us an excuse, but I had not said anything to nobody. I was praying about it. I was bothered by it, and the devil was just trying to beat my brains out over it. I remember jogging down Quivira up by McDonald's. And I stopped there at a red light, and when I stopped, I seemingly felt an impulse to complain to God. Now, I'm the only one that's ever done that. You've never complained to Him. We have all of my Mama Phoebe's grandkids, all of us as grandkids, every one of us except for one of them. We're in a text group together that we pray about things. I don't know how many of us, but boy, we pray about things. We've had miracles happen just this week. Uncle Bubba's wife, Aunt Carolyn, they was going to graft where they did cancer surgery, and they didn't have to graft that at all yesterday. And so I was jogging and I stopped, and I felt like I needed to talk to God. To complain to God. I said, God, I've been praying about this, and I've been praying about this, and I've been praying about this physical situation, and I've been confessing it, but I hadn't seen anything. Wrong words. Abraham said the same thing. Read your Bible. He said, God, see and I go childless. After God had promised he's going to have a boy, seeing I go childless. And I said, I remember telling him that day jogging, I stopped at that red light Esther, and I said, God, I've not seen nothing. And I'm telling you, I mean, it was like God just slapped me on the side of my head. He said, listen to me. I've been crumbling the mountain from the inside out. You ain't seen what's been happening, but I've been crumbling it right down. You got to call those things that be not as if they are. I've been taking it. I mean, he's telling me at a red light, and I'm telling you the very next day, I am healed in the name of Jesus, and that mountain was totally dissolved and not been bothered with it since. Don't complain that the mountain's not coming down. He may be crumbling it on the inside. I decree and declare tonight, the mountain's coming down. Amen. It's coming down. Don't pray to your mountain. You talk to it. You command it. Mountain, you be dissolved. You be cast into the sea. Jesus talked to things. You can talk to things. You talk to yourself. Boy, I hit a good one just then. I felt a ouch. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. You talk to yourself. Negative words, negative things. It's not going to happen. Not going to play. Well, that was stupid. That was crazy. That was so dumb of you to. You're talking. Quit doing that. Quit doing that. Quit doing that. When you do something wrong, God doesn't call you dumb, dumb. You are dumb, dumb. God calls you righteous and pure and holy. Amen. Crumbling inside. You're not governed by what you see. Stop living that way. Don't live like that. Well, I'll believe it when I see it happen. Has anybody ever heard that saying? Has anybody ever said that? See, I call this house sold.
Amen.
I call this house sold. Last Sunday, the two doctors that live back here, they said, we have looked at that for years, that property for years. We love that property. Two doctors live right back here. Amen. I thought, man, I can help you with that.
Yeah.
I can help you move from liking it to living here. Amen. I call it sold. I call my body healed. I call myself set free. I declare victory over my children, darling. I call victory over my children. I call an incredible godly woman into my son's life. I call a very godly man into my Victoria Danielle's life. I call that in. I speak over that. I'm not going to dare say, well, you never know who they're going to marry. I'm saying in the name of Jesus, my daughter's going to marry a godly man, a priest. He may be, you know, the knight, the shining armor, but if he is, he's got holiness on his banner, brother. I call it done. Why? Because I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing what the word says about it. What are you hearing? What are you listening to? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by when you're governed by what you hear and what you speak. Okay. So we're dealing with the hearing part tonight. So let's turn a page tonight. I shared with our class yesterday. What happens? Well, how do you react when bad things happen? How do you react when you get bad news? I had to deal with a situation just very recently on this very thing. Devastated with what I heard. And I had the opportunity. Two things is going to happen. Listen to what I'm about to say when you hear something. Number one, when you hear, you fear. And you succumb. You hear and you have faith that God can change it, and you rise above it. If the devil is speaking it, he's attached fear to it. Do you hear what I just said? If his lips are moving, he is lying. And he's attached fear. If the devil is saying it, fear is attached to it. Okay? If God is saying it in his book, faith is attached to it. Did you get that? If the enemy's saying it, he's attached fear. You're gonna be fearful over that. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to take place. The market that we're seeing, it was down another 600 points today. I mean, the market. I mean, for those that's in the market. I mean, it's just the fear. The market is driven by one thing. The market, the stock market is driven by one thing, and it is driven by what they hear. Okay, if they hear tariffs on China, that's never, you know, I mean, Warren, you know what goes on over there. You know, if they hear tariffs on China, and I'm not the president, I don't know all about all this stuff. Fear comes to the providers and the producers, okay? That drives the market. Let me tell you one thing. I am determined that fear is not going to drive my market. Fear is not going to drive me. Fear is not going to drive me. Fear, you need to say this. Someone tonight needs to hear what I'm saying, because you deal with fear on things you hear. And we cannot deal with fear on the things we hear. We've got to deal with faith on what we hear. You say, Robert, what if it's bad news? I'm going to go ahead and help you with this, folks. If it's bad news, fear ain't going to help you anyway. Fear is not going to help you anyway. I mean, fear is going to take you further down the road than you want to go. Faith is the only thing that's going to help you when bad news comes, when bad things happen. You got to say, God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that weapon's now formed against me. It's formed against me, but it is not going to prosper what it's been called to do. In the name of Jesus, I am going to hear what God says, and God said I'm healed. God says I'm free. God says I've got joy. God says I've got peace. I'm going to say what God says. Amen. Don't say what other people are saying. Paula had to jump out in a conversation last weekend out at the lake with her mother-in-law and Miss Barb. They were on Social Security. I just heard tidbits of it. Or Medicare. Oh, they were just down in it left and right. Medicare down in it left and right. Yeah. I mean to tell you, they were crying the woes of Medicare, and I'm telling you, they just, man, on and on. And Paula said, I took it as long as I could. And she walked out there and she said, Mother, that heart surgery, open heart surgery that you had, did you pay anything on that? No, I didn't pay a dime.
I said, who paid for it?
Yeah, who paid for it?
Medicare.
Hello? Miss Barb, those weeks that you were in rehab and in the hospital, who paid for that? Okay. We better be careful what comes out of this mouth. Remember what I said. We're governed by what we hear and what we speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm going to praise it. I'm going to say, Mark, you're doing great. You look great. You're awesome. Now, Darlene may be saying something different. But, Mark, you're doing wonderful, and you're great, and you're awesome, and you look good, and you dress good. I'm going to lift him up in the name of Jesus, because that's what brothers do, and that's what sisters do. And this is the only army I know that we shoot our own wounded. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to say, it's great. It's good. Man, I love you. I love you. I'm going to call Larry Tiger to Tigger. Tigger the Tiger. You're a tiger. Oh, Larry, you got a tiger in your tank. He may come in next week dressed like one growling. You're governed by two things, what you hear and what you speak, not what you see. So what are you hearing? What are you saying? What are you hearing? What are you saying? What are you hearing? What are you saying? Jehoshaphat received that letter. Remember? He was surrounded by everybody. What did he do with it? He called a fast. Called everybody in to pray. But I love what he did. The Bible said he took that letter and he went to the church and he laid it out right before God. He said, God, don't want to get excited and baptize Claude. God, here it is. Now, this is what they're saying. This is what they're saying, God. We're surrounded. I don't know what to do. I preach a message on what to do when you don't know what to do. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up. 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 There'll be a day in the near future on a Friday night, we'll have a mortgage burning time on this property. We've been saying it for 14 years. It's about to manifest itself. And we're going to have a mortgage burning on this property. Praise God. And that excites me. Amen. When every time that old FedEx truck came, I told our class yesterday morning, when that FedEx came and they brought us the message and they finally said, we're not recognizing any money from Robert Malone Ministries anymore going towards your loan. It's going to all come from Robert Malone working and doing, and we're not recognizing any ministry funds. It was devastating because this is all we do. This is all we've ever done is the ministry. And I'm telling you, they kept coming. I'm telling you, oh my goodness. And I remember the one time that they came, they left it, and we got the letter, or maybe the sheriff delivered it. The kids were here. The sheriff delivered it from the front door and said, your house is being foreclosed on August the 2nd. August the 2nd, we're going to auction your house off in Johnson County Courthouse on the courthouse steps, August the 2nd. And I had a meeting starting August the 4th in Helena, Montana. And the devil kept saying, you know what? You better cancel that meeting. You got to make sure you're here when they foreclose on your house. I thought, are you kidding me? If I stay here, then I have bought in to what they're telling me. I'm not going to buy into what the world's saying. I'm going to buy into what God says. And God says we're debt free. God says we're healed. Come on, guys, listen to me. You're getting letters and you're getting words and you're getting people saying things about you and to you and around conversations when you're having lunch. Don't join that conversation. Man, my mama gets on a tear sometimes, and I get cold here. She said, I told God this morning. I thought, whew, that's a scorcher. You better be careful in the words that you're saying that you told God. He'll thump your head. No. You enter His presence with praise and thanksgiving. You create an atmosphere of faith and believe that healing's coming. Get your music going. I mean, get the place quiet. Don't listen to the phone. Turn the TV off and hear what God wants to tell you for today. I would pray, you're already doing this every morning. I would pray you're already doing this every morning before you do anything else. You're getting your order from Him and you say, aye, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. That's my, yes, sir. I will do that. This is what I'll do today. Amen. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the Word. You need to be pumping the Word into you every day. Not just, I'm going to say this, if all you're getting is Sunday morning, I feel sorry for you. If all you're getting is a 27-minute message on Sunday morning, you are anemic. You are malnutritioned, if that's all you're getting. I don't care who your preacher is. You got to get this every day. Lord, I hear your word today. God, I speak your word. I'm hearing it. Yes, Lord, speak to me. Holy Spirit, do you realize who you're talking to when you're talking to God? He is the one that flung the moon out into nothing. And the stars and made the earth. That's who you're talking to. He is involved in your life. When you're talking to God, His Son Jesus is making intercession for you according to the book of Hebrews. He's praying for you. So you got God listening to you. You got Jesus praying for you. And then all of a sudden you got the Holy Spirit right there in that room. I'm about to get excited right now. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to be having the presence of God in your place. And when somebody walks in and says, boy, there's something different about this. I just pray every who buys this house and they get up yonder in Paula's room and in that prayer room that she's got, they'll touch that wall and just get slain in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. That's what it should be. Hearing the word, speaking the word, listening to the word, bathing in the word, hearing the word, doing the word, living the word, doing and hearing and living and doing every day of our life. And your faith is going to come. And your faith is, and when your children call you with an incredible situation, you rise as a mom or a dad and you say, you know what? God's already got this. You think this caught God off guard? God has got this. We're going to get through this. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. When I kept hearing 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning on staff at Antioch, Robert, you need to go back to Mobile. You need to go back to Mobile. I'd get up at 2:30. I'd be praying by myself. I wouldn't tell Paula because she loved it. We finally had a home. We finally had security. We finally could be at the same place, not traveling all over America. She was loving this. And I would bump to her and say, babe, it may not always be like that. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. And finally, we come into agreement that this is what God was saying to us. 2 weeks. 2 weeks after we moved, my dad had not been, this was in March, my dad had not been able to eat without drinking, take one little morsel and swallow a big thing of water. Since January, this is March, 3 months. 2 weeks after we got there, I said, Dad, I'm taking you to the hospital. We're going to get a test run. I'm taking you to the hospital, Dad. We took him and they ran a scope down in his throat. And that doctor come back. My mother was here. Paula was standing right beside me. My mom and dad had been married 45 years. She was 15. He was 16. Childhood sweethearts. The doctor said, we have located a cancerous tumor the size of a baking potato in the lower third of his esophagus. And when he said that, Kent, my mother nearly passed out and fell over into the floor in the little room that all the medicine was in. She said, son, I can't go in and see him now. What do you do when you hear that word? But it rested on me, darling, to go. My mama, Paula's trying to attend to her. She is bailing and wailing in this room. My dad is in a wheelchair in the next room behind the door. I walked in. My dad was there. He had been the John Wayne of my life. Monster of a man. Was shrunk down in weight. Not been able to eat correctly in 3 months. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, let me tell you my exact words. I said, Larry, I said, Dad, it wasn't the best of news. It wasn't the worst of news. But it's news. And we're going to deal with it in faith. I told him and he hung his head. 18 months later, I preached his funeral. Amen. How do you deal with it? You better deal with it in faith. Fear will drive you nuts. Fear will kill you. Fear will drive you to your knees, into a nervous breakdown. Fear don't care. But faith does. Fall to the faith side. Fall to the faith side. And say, thank you, God. I'm telling you, I went back after I preached. I walked to that pulpit, that little hole in this church. It's the only time I can get to preaching it because of a funeral, you know. And I'll do my mama's funeral. She done gave me the Bible. She done told me some stuff in the back. She's written. She wants you to read it when I preach. Yeah, I can't preach there, but I can preach here. And I went to that pulpit. I opened my Bible. I said, I have come to preach to you today about a champion. A champion that won in every area of his life. And I preached that. I buried my father, took Pastor Dennis to the airport, put him on a plane. I drove straight to Providence Hospital. I went all the way up to the 12th floor. I walked right into the nurse's station, and I said, I want to tell you, I've come to tell you. They said, oh, Mr. Malone, Reverend, we knew that your service for your dad. Well, what are you doing here? I said, I've come to tell you that cancer didn't kill my father. Death knocked the lock off, and God took the treasure home. They couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Listen to me tonight. You better hear what I'm saying. You're going to respond two ways. You're going to do it out of fear. You're going to do it out of faith. Faith will lift you up and get you above the shadows. We used to sing that song. Fear is going to drive you down. Fear will torment you. Fear will put you in hell. Fear will drive you to a nervous breakdown. What you're hearing and what you're speaking is going to govern your life. Speak faith. Speak the word. Oh, hallelujah. The devil can't take the word. When Jesus met him in the wilderness, what did he say? He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. What you need to do is stand in the face of that lying flea bag devil and say, I want to tell you, it is written. It is written. Oh, now that's good preaching for Friday night. Amen. Praise God. We need this. We got to have this because he's already said, when I come back, will I find faith on this earth? Am I going to find faith? Not a church. But am I going to find faith when I come back? Will I find great preaching? Not will I find great choirs? Not will I find great churches? Will I find faith? Will there be faith on this earth when I come back? We got to have it. We pray, we hear. We create an atmosphere. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. When Bora Paula texts me today and she says, I am totally immobile. I cannot move. She was stating a fact. But I've got something that trumps the fact. This one, faith trumps the facts. Do you hear what I said? Come on now. Faith trumps the facts. I got on the phone. Talked to her just a few minutes. I said, now, I'm going to pray for you. And I mean to tell you, I just rehearsed what I preached yesterday morning. I said, God, I just preached about it yesterday morning, that you're a God of distance. And all we got to do is speak the word. And I said, in the name of Jesus. And I called the address. I said, God, unless you don't know where the address is, I said, 242 River Point Road. There, sitting in a chair, is my beautiful, lovely wife. And in the name of Jesus, I call it done, and she is healed. And as I was talking to her, I said, what's going on? She says, I'm walking around. Praise God. Don't you realize that we can go to hospitals and lay our hands on the sick, and they shall recover, is what the word said. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. I'm ready to do some of this stuff. Lay hands on them at the hen house or Price Chopper. What they're going to talk about? They're already talking about you anyway. Who cares? Lay your hands on them anyway. Amen. I don't care. You're looking at one. I don't care. Amen. I'm not going to embarrass those people. When Susan Volk caught me at Home Depot, and she said, Pastor, she said, I just lymph nodes underneath my arms, and they tell me that it's cancerous, and right in the middle of Home Depot, I mean there at 100 and around 119th, I think that was the one, I said, well, you know what? Let's stop right now. I'm going to lay hands on you, laid hands on Susan Volk, and prayed for her. I mean, laid hands, you know who I'm talking about, at the church, Susan Volk. She remodels houses and stuff on it. She still does or not. And I'm telling you, it wasn't very long. I mean, God touched her and God healed her, and I gave her a Jeep to drive. And from that one Jeep, we have now reproduced 5 cars and vehicles that we ain't paid a dime for. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You say you're crazy. Then leave me alone. I'm going to the biggest insane asylum the world's ever seen anything and heard about. Amen. Just leave me alone. Let me believe that God works miracles. Let me believe that God raises the dead. Let me believe that God opens up blinded eyes and deaf ears. Let me believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He ain't changed. Let me believe that. Leave me alone. Don't give me some modern day theology. God, I am believing Your Word. And I'm going to hear it and do it every day. So I got to listen to Brother Simla, and I cried. I don't think I told her this. And I said, Siri, let me listen to Ed Ballou preaching on prayer. And I'm telling you, the old Baptist boy, if you want to hear a message on prayer, Ed Ballou. Ed Ballou, B-A-L-L-E-W. I tell you, I listened to it 35 years ago. Ed Ballou, one of the prayingest preachers. And I listened to that. So, man, all the way for 3 hours. See, 3.5 hours, I'm going to commute every week. Looks like down there and back. So that's 7 hours. You think I'm going to sit around and read their signs as I go by them when I get down to Branson? Are you kidding me? No. I'm going to listen to the Word. I'm going to listen to the Word coming into my life. I need it more and more and more. Well, I preached over my limit. Don turned the clock off. I am so sorry. What time is it? Oh, my goodness. Praise God. So then, is what Paul said 16 verses prior. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word. You want faith? Listen to the Word. You want fear? Listen to the devil. Listen to the news. Listen to what they're saying about the stock market. If it wasn't Russian collusion, it's the stock market now. I'm going to tell you what else they're going to, what else? I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to listen to the book. I'm going to hear what Jesus says. You look at me. I'm going to hear what this book says. This book says. I'm going to hear what this book says. And this book says that I am the righteous. This book says, Melvin Bunce, that I am the head and not the tail. I am the above and not the beneath. I am the first and not the last. This book says that. I think I'm going to start saying what God says.
Amen.
Yep. Amen. I'm not going to rehearse that fat-lipped devil anymore. I'm not going to rehearse what he is saying. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. Praise God. I'm telling you, preaching like this, get a big offering. I mean, it's just good, just great stuff, man. My goodness. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word. See, I know that Diana and Warren are going, and they said Sarasota. You know what immediately I thought? I wasn't thinking about the beach. It'll still be there. I wasn't thinking about big DW over there to the left, Disney World, or Naples, or St. Petersburg, or wherever. I thought about, okay, I'm going to help y'all with the church y'all go to. Amen. I said, Brother Moore's got a church right there in Sarasota. She said, we live 5 minutes from him. I said, you know what? I'm going to book your room right now for the Increase Conference in February. Amen? Amen? Why? Because I got to go get some more Word. I got to get the Word. I'm dealing with things. I have to have the Word. Books ain't going to help me. I mean, listen to commentaries ain't going to help me. I got to hear what God says about it. And this is what God, I don't want someone to get in the pulpit on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, tell me a bunch of little fairy tales, a bunch of little stories, get me to laugh and tell some jokes, warm me up. I don't need none. If I want that, then I'll turn on whoever's on at midnight. Yeah. I'm going to quit. Amen. What has happened to us? That we got to warm the crowd up on Sunday mornings. God help us. They need to be slapped a little bit. They need to be prodded a little bit. They need to be stirred up a little bit. They need to have something said to them that'll bring them to their knees. That'll cause conviction to come. And want them to pray and to walk better and to live better and to talk better and to do better. Amen. And that's what the Word. Oh, I just heard that, Holy Spirit. Yes, I just heard. I'm quitting. I got to quit. The Word of God will root you out. I mean, it'll root you out. It'll just dig around you and root around you where you can grow. It'll root all the weed out. Not the smoking kind. I know who you are. I know immediately you thought about that Colorado stuff. I'm talking about the weeds in our life that's choking the word. Read your Bible. It choked the word. The sower sowed it and it choked it. It choked it. Amen. I'm going to quit. Praise God. You're governed by what you hear. You're governed by what you speak. Two things happen on what you hear. When you hear it, if the devil says it, he's attached fear to it, and that'll give you torment. Read your Bible. If God says it, he has attached faith to it, and it's going to uplift you. It's going to lift you up. Praise God. Praise God. Lay your hands on someone right beside you right now.